Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawg. Hundreds of Jewish public figures in a private WhatsApp group have had their details published online by pro-Palestinian activists. It has led the federal government to promise it will make the practice known as doxing a criminal offence. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says the government is determined to protect the community.
The opportunities for the use of people's personal information without consent, the opportunities for really malicious actions to take place affecting hundreds or thousands of people very, very quickly has been made possible. Legislation has struggled to keep up. That's part of the reason behind this reform of the Privacy Act that we've embarked on, and clearly all of those things are needing to be looked at.
Total fire bans are in place for most of Victoria. In Western Victoria, schools and national parks have been shut because of the forecast predicting winds of up to 100 kilometres an hour. Tasmania, South Australia and Western Australia are also on alert for extreme fire danger. Greens MP Dr. Amy McMahon has been injured in a car accident. Her Toyota Prius was hit by a Hyundai i30 at a Brisbane intersection. She is in a serious condition in hospital, but is expected to make a full recovery. The Queensland Police Forensic Crash Unit is investigating the accident. Millions of dollars will be spent on creating new jobs in remote Australia. The $707 million program aims to create 3,000 jobs over the next 3 years to address Indigenous disadvantage. The announcement follows a Productivity Commission report that found governments have failed to fully understand what needs to be done. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his government does understand.
That's not a pass mark for us as a nation. And all of us, regardless of where we stand on the political spectrum, need to recognise that we need to do better.
The Minister for Immigration has been questioned repeatedly about a group of immigration detainees released from indefinite detention last year. More than half of them have been convicted of violent crimes, including kidnapping, armed robbery, and assault. Andrew Giles says the government has a plan to protect the community from potential threats.
A big part of that was setting up Operation Aegis to bring together the government, law enforcement agencies around the country together. We also have now four layers of protection, including stringent visa conditions, electronic monitoring and curfew arrangements, as well as preventative detention arrangements. In order to manage that, we put in place a community protection board so that the decisions around community safety can be made by those best placed to decide on the merits in any issue how to keep the community safe.
Last minute tickets are being offered for Taylor Swift, Sydney and Melbourne shows. Limited tickets for the Eras Tour shows will go on sale this afternoon through Ticketek. The Australian part of the tour begins on Friday night in Melbourne at the MCG. I'm Deborah Grawg. This is SBS News in Easy English.